at the NFL meetings in Orlando, Florida. John Murphy with Bills General Manager Doug Whaley. And Doug, tell me your role here and your approach to these meetings this year.
My approach is just to sit down with all the other NFL general managers, head coaches, and team presidents and owners, and just review the state of the game, see how we can improve it, and our other areas that we need to affect change.
It's got to be good to get together with your peers to trade ideas. I mean, you're very competitive, I know, against all of these guys. But also, there are ideas, I would think, that you can share from team to team from time to time.
Absolutely. I mean, we're all competitive. We're all working for one single goal, is to win the Super Bowl. But we also want to promote the game and make it a better game for our fans and for everybody involved.
How do you like being at this level? This is the first time you've been here as a general manager.
That's very interesting. It's very interesting. It's something that you always hear about, but until you're actually in that seat, you really don't know what to expect from it. But it's something that I really relish.
Hey, Doug, there are, I believe, 13 different rules, proposals, some bylaws, changes, and I know they haven't been voted on yet, but they have been explained to you and all the other GMs so far here this week?
Yes, I just came out of that session, and that's what they did. They went over, the competition committee sits down and explains everything that they're trying to do to better the game.
How do the Bills, and I know you haven't voted on this yet, no one's voted on it yet, but how do the Bills reach a consensus on how to vote? You vote as a team, right? The whole team has one vote.
Absolutely, and what we do is we have these bylaws sent to us beforehand, and myself, Russ Brandon, and Coach Marone.
Yep.
Sit down and we go over them one by one and come up with a consensus of what makes best decision for the Buffalo Bills.
So that kind of encompasses everything. I mean, you from the personnel side, Coach Marone from on field, and Russ probably a little bit more of the business.
Absolutely. And it's a consensus for what's best for not only the Buffalo Bills, but we think for the betterment of the game.
One of the things that strikes me about the NFL, it's not baseball. People are willing to look at the rules, are willing to look at the bylaws and tinker if they have to make the game better.
That's what I think makes the NFL one of the prominent sports entities of the world, and we're obviously trying to reach it into other areas. London game, I think we're going to try to do more and more over there and overseas, but it's one of those things, we're not standing on our laurels. We always want to make it better. We're always looking to strive to be a better entertainment choice for the public.
I think of you, and maybe I'm wrong, as kind of a traditionalist when it comes to the game. Do you think you are, Doug?
I have to say I am. I'm a three yards in a cloud of dust type of guy, but I also know that, hey, it's a different time period, so you got to be able to be open to different things.
Yeah, and that includes technology, and when they talk about some of these replay changes, some of them would make sense to employ the technology at hand to make the game better, as you said.
I think the major point of emphasis that I came out of this meeting is, let's just get it right. It doesn't matter how we do it. Let's get it right, because there's so much hanging on every play.
And with the technology available to fans at home watching on TV, they sometimes have a better look than the people on the field. You can't ignore what they're seeing on TV.
Oh, no doubt about it. And I think one of the rule changes they were talking about is putting more cameras, so it's more accessible to get the plays right.
Now, would you say in general, I know you haven't voted on this, you mentioned you're a traditionalist, but the Bills are open-minded about some of these changes, right, and employing technology?
No doubt about it. Again, all we want to do is make sure we get everything right, and it's a better game for not only ourselves, our players, but also our fans.
Doug, can I get you to talk about where you are in free agency now? We're, about 3 weeks into the beginning of free agency. It seems that you had kind of a targeted and aggressive approach to signing the guys you wanted.
Like I told you before, we had a plan. We enacted it. We tried to be fast and furious. Right now, we're going to take a step back, take a deep breath, kind of start looking at the college side of it now. But we're always have our eyes open to see if anything comes our way that could help us get better.
You know, it struck me, you find players who may not be coming off their most successful season sometimes. Maybe that's where the bargains are. I'm thinking of a guy like Chris Williams, and we talked to a guy who was involved in drafting him, Greg Gabriel, with the Bears a couple of years ago, and he mentioned how good he was for them for a couple of years. And things happen to players. They maybe get off the track a little bit, get different kind of a coaching. But not that he's a reclamation project, but those are the kind of guys that can really make a difference in free agency, right?
That's our plan. And we have to give a really good shout-out to our pro personnel department. They've done a great job unearthing these players. And then with the compliment of Coach Marone being offensive line coach, Pat Morris being our offensive line coach, we think we can get the best out of this guy.
With the Brandon Spikes signing, that was the signing the fans wanted. Tell me what you thought about that and how that went down and the weekend he spent in Buffalo.
Well, I mean, we're very excited to have him. I mean, obviously, everybody knows our run defense, we needed to get better. And bringing in Brandon Spikes we feel is going to make us better. And it was an exciting time for us, and we're happy that he's here. I think he's happy to be here, and we just think it's what we needed.
It was reported to be a one-year contract with Spikes. What's the benefit to the team to have a shorter-term contract?
We look at it this way. It's a chip on his shoulder. He came in, he says, I have something to prove, and you know what? We have him on 1 year, but we still retain his rights up until free agency of next year. So it gives us a little leverage, but it also gives him a little something to work for, a carrot, as they say, at the end of the stick.
And I was thinking about the Corey Graham signing in particular at the end of the year in the season review, how Coach Marone mentioned special teams, how they needed some core special teamers. That guy is one of the best in the last decade in special teams.
No doubt about it. Not only him, but Anthony Dixon. It's right. The running back from San Francisco. This is a passing league, and you cannot have too many corners. And to have a guy that can play corner and give you special teams, that's an added benefit.
Doug, your own free agents, you managed to get Scott Chandler re-signed, Dan Carpenter re-signed. Tell me why those two were important to the team moving forward.
Well, you look at Scott Chandler, it's a big target. Well, you need the pieces around EJ to make him better. He was our leading receiver, so that was an important part. And then anybody that can kick in Buffalo is very important to us. So it was something that we were excited to have Carpenter back, and we hope that he will have a better season than last year, and last year was a great season.
I know there are still guys out on the street, and you probably are not ready to close the door on free agency, right? Do we expect any other moves?
Right now, again, we'll always keep our eyes open, but we're not in the active market. But again, if something comes our way that we think can make us better, we'll always be ready to act on it.
And the last issue I want to deal with you is the draft process. Tell me where you are with looking at the prospects in the upcoming draft.
Right now, actually, I leave Wednesday and go to a pro day. So we're in that pro day circuit and just going out and getting more information on these guys. And anything that the guys didn't do at the combine, we'll get. Or if guys didn't go to the combine, we'll check them out that way. And then April 28th, we start our draft meetings.
You must feel as if the success you had in signing players in free agency opened some doors for you when it comes to the draft. You can really take the best player you need. You're not filling holes, really.
Exactly. And what the way we look at it is, if you fill your needs in free agency, it opens up the draft board, and it takes less pressure off you to fill a need. And when you have pressure on you to fill a need, that's when you make mistakes. And that's why we think way we've set it up this year, we have a better chance of hitting on all our draft choices.
Tell me what you do at the pro days and why it's, you've been to the combine, obviously. You've seen all the video of some of these college prospects. What are you looking for when you go to a player's pro days?
I just like to see how they compete, how they interact with their other teammates. And we get a lot of information from the coaches, too, because they're not under the pressure. When you go during the fall, they're under the pressure, hey, I'm looking to win a game. I'll give you this information, but my mind's elsewhere. Now they're a lot more relaxed, so you can get a lot of more information from the college coaches. And then you get a lot of more information from the players because you get to interact with them. When I go during the fall, it's just I see them on the practice field, and that's it. Now I get to talk to them, interact with them, see how they, interact with other players, and see just the total aura of the player.
You have an opportunity to meet with a certain number of players to get them to come to Ralph Wilson Stadium, right? How many players is that, and how do you use those meetings?
You're allowed 30 by the league. Right now I think we're scheduled with 25, and we'll have five just to play around with just in case something pops up. But a lot of it, again, is basically medical. You always want to bring in, clear up any medical issues, and then get them with coaches. The coaches to pick their brain, see how they learn, what their base of football knowledge is, and then go from there.
From a fan's perspective, as you can appreciate, when the fan hears that player X is coming to visit the Buffalo Bills, they automatically read the tea leaves and say, okay, that's the guy we're going to get. Should we read into that, or what does it mean when you bring a player in for that meeting?
It just means we're doing our due diligence. And the only thing, this is not like college where we're recruiting. It's a draft process, so we don't know who will be there, but we want to do our due diligence, so if that person's there, we know exactly what we're getting.
You seem very methodical this offseason, Doug. I mean, the whole operation seems like you're just, you know, knocking down targets here one after another.
Well, we just want to know, let the Bills fans know we have a process. And I've been through this before. People on our staff have been through this before. And there's a process of how to build a championship team. And we're taking that note, and we're just following that, I guess, recipe.